The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, God inspired the Apostle James to write that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now I hope we realize that grace is one of those good gifts which you could receive today. God is waiting to give it to you. Any time that you are ready to receive God's grace, He is waiting and willing to supply that grace, to grant that grace to you. But God knows most people aren't willing to repent in these 6,000 years of Satan's rule of the earth. So God spoke in Isaiah chapter 30, beginning in verse 18, these words. Notice what God had to say here, beginning in Isaiah 30, verse 18. Therefore the Lord will wait, that He may be gracious to you, and therefore He will be exalted, that He may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. Did you catch what God said here, my friend? Let's read that again. It deserves to be heard and understood. Therefore the Lord will wait, that He may be gracious to you. Yes, God is waiting for the time that mankind as a whole is willing to repent and accept His grace. And God is anxious to pour out His grace on anyone today that will accept it as well. Therefore, He will be exalted, that He may have mercy on you. Yes, God wants to extend mercy and grace and His love to everyone, and He's waiting for that time. For the Lord is a God of justice. Yes, God is just in all that He does. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. My friends, God and Jesus Christ are waiting very patiently for the time that this world is willing to accept His grace. Verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. This is speaking about the time that Jesus Christ has returned and has established the kingdom of God, the rule of God on this earth, and people have seen fit to repent. People have seen the need to repent. You shall weep no more. Wouldn't you like to live in a day like that, where you had no weeping, no sorrow, no tears, and so on? Well, that day is coming, and this world is going to be ready and willing and anxious to accept God's grace in that day. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When He hears it, He will answer you. Would you like to live under and in the grace of God today? Well, you can. All you need to do is to see and understand that your ways are wrong and that God's ways are right, and repent of your sin. Repent of living contrary to the Word of God, breaking His law, ignoring His Sabbath and His other laws, and just ignoring His Word and trampling, as God said, truth in the street. And that's what we do today. We have trampled truth in the street, ignoring it, just trampling all over the truth, not searching for truth at all. You could live under that grace today, my friends. Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. God says that He is going to correct this world. God also says that He's going to correct America, and I believe that that has already begun. I believe God is correcting America today and is turning His face away from us, because things aren't going well for America at all. We are so confused that we don't know what to do. You will know who is speaking the truth in that day that God is speaking about here, because God says, your eyes shall see your teachers. Now today, you don't know who's speaking the truth, do you? You hear religious programs, and you don't know if they're telling the truth or not, because you don't know God's Word yourself. If you knew God's Word, you would know who's speaking the truth. But most people today doesn't even bother about seeking the truth, finding the truth, learning the truth, and living by the truth. I'm speaking the truth to you today, my friends, and I always do on the Way It Ought to Be program. But you probably don't believe me, because you don't know who is speaking the truth, because you don't know God's Word, as I said. In verse 21, God continues, your ear shall hear a word behind you, saying, This is the way, walk in it. Yes, there will be someone there teaching you, and they will have authority to tell you, hey, that's not the path. Here's the path. You walk in it, and you will be glad to get in that path and to stay on it in that day. It says, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. In other words, whatever you do, you stay in this path. You will know that there is a standard to live by in that day. We have no standard to live by today because we have kicked God's law and God's word out of our life. So we have no standard today. It's everyone, it seems, doing what's right in his own sight. And look where we are as a world. Look where we are as a nation. Look at your own personal life, my friends. And that's the reason that we are in the shape we're in, is because we have ignored truth, trampled on truth, trampled it in the street, and we have gone our own way. Our way is the way of Satan. We have followed Satan, the devil. And that's why that we have all the ills that we have today. Yes, America. We'll be glad to listen to truth in that day. As a matter of fact, yes, the whole world will come to the time that they want to hear the truth and live by it. In Isaiah chapter 33, beginning verse 1, notice what God has to say. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered, and when you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. Just another way of telling you that you will reap what you sow. Just another way of telling you that your own way will come back upon your own head. Just another way that God is telling us that you don't ignore his word and get by with it. Verse 2, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Listen to this, my friend. We will be saying in that day, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. And there's coming a time when we are going to be waiting for God. And it says, be their arm every morning. In other words, be their strength, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Mankind's attitude will change, and it will change for the better. And that's a good thing. It is going to change, but not until we learn that our ways are wrong and that our ways were the way that brought us to the brink of annihilation. And Christ said, unless he returned at a certain time, that there would be no life saved alive on this earth, that mankind would annihilate all life. The way that seems right to a man will lead us to the brink of annihilation. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nation shall be scattered. Yes, God will let the world know whom the boss is in that day. They will fear God, and they will respect God. They will obey God. Verse 4, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as a running to and fro of locusts. He shall run upon them. In other words, God is going to be in charge, and he's going to run the earth in a righteous way. In Isaiah 35, beginning in verse 3, notice what God has to say here. Still speaking of the time that we have accepted the grace of God. Verse 3 of Isaiah 35, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Verse 4, say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. We will be ready to accept the grace of God at the end of this age, at the end of Satan's age, when Jesus Christ returns, takes Satan and binds him for 1,000 years, we will have learned by then that it has been our way, following Satan's way, and that's our way is the way of Satan, selfishness, lust, greed, pride, vanity, not caring about anyone but self mainly, that has brought us to the brink of annihilation and that has brought all of these evils upon us. Because we haven't accepted the grace of God. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. God is speaking about the time that he comes, that he returned to this earth. Jesus Christ returned to this earth, and they will be ready to listen to him. God says he will unstop the ears and take the veil off the eyes of people so they will understand the plan of salvation and so they will know how wrong their ways have been and how wrong their ways are in comparison to God's way. And they will be ready. Yes, mankind will be ready in that day to turn to God. This world will hear the word of God when Christ returns and when he establishes the kingdom of God on the earth. Verse 6, then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The world will begin to accept that grace after Christ returns, because we will finally learn our lesson that the way that seemed right in our own eyes is the cause of all of our ills. We will finally learn that only God's way works. But my friend, it's going to be a bitter and a hard lesson, because we will not learn except the hard way. There will only be a few people that won't accept the grace of God, only a few, to repent of breaking the law of God. And that includes the Sabbath day, because that is the fourth commandment, one of the commandments which God said is righteous. God has said in his word that righteousness exalts a nation, but we surely don't believe that, do we? And you can see that we aren't too exalted anymore, are we? Because we are not a righteous nation. Although we claim to be. We claim to be a Christian nation, but are we? As a matter of fact, there's some that's already calling us a post-Christian nation. In 1 John 3, verse 4, it says this, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Other translation brings this out, that sin is the transgression of the law, making it very plain that sin is sinning against God. God said sin is a breaking of his law. He also said we receive what we ask of him because we keep his commandments and do those things pleasing in his sight. Well, do we receive what we ask of God today? Do we keep his commandments and do those things that's pleasing in the sight of God? In 1 John 3, verse 21 through 24, God brings this out very amply. Verse 21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Well, would your heart condemn you today if you went to God? If you hadn't repented, would your heart condemn you today knowing that you are a sinner and you haven't accepted the grace of God? Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request. Those booklets are, Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? And God's seasonal plan. God gives us the plan of salvation, and these booklets will explain it to you much better than we have time on a 15-minute program or even a series of 15-minute programs to explain it. So request your free booklets today. Does God love the world enough to save it? And God's seasonal plan. By calling us, the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.